Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. It is the Lord strong and mighty, it is the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. It is the Lord strong and mighty, it is the Lord mighty in battle, even the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
From his Son, who is our peace, he came to this house from the Holy Ghost, the Comforter.
Reverend Father in God, we pray you consecrate this church to the glory of God and the honor of all saints.
We will gladly do so in the name of God. O God, with every part of thy dominion on holy earth, holy heaven, hear our prayer, and the humble protector of thy holy house, whereof thou art the founder. In your evil content here, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, may there ever and here be done for thee a service that is pure and devout and master. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the senses, God, world without end. Amen. Enter this house, O Lord, we pray, and in the hearts of thy faithful, make the lasting abode, for its security in the thou hast built it, and its glory that thou dost dwell therein. Amen.
Thank you. was the wide house to build up the wall. On a foundation, no man day, and then in day it is Jesus Christ. Through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, no citizens with the saints and with the household of God, and are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the buildings sit to pray together, growing unto the holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are building together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. As an assurance, brethren, we accept these words of truth, both for ourselves and for this church, to say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God.
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He ascended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
May the cross of Christ drive away all evil. May the cross of Christ triumph evermore. May the cross of Christ save all who worship here. Good people, I bid you in silence pray for this church and all who shall worship herein. So let us kneel. Come, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
help in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, the Almighty Lord of holiness, who rulest heaven and earth alike, hearken unto the prayers of thy servants, and grant that thine eyes may be opened towards this past day and night, and of thy goodness consecrate this church to thy glory and in honor of all saints. With mercy adorn it, and enrich it with thine everlasting glory and blessing. To all that come to worship thee in this place, graciously bow down thine ear, and by thy great name, thy strong hand and stretched out arm, keep ward over those who here make their petition. Hear them and keep them in thine everlasting protection, that they may ever with gladness of heart rejoice in thy presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Be present to our prayers, Lord, we beseech thee. Be present to our sacraments. Be present also to the works of thy children when they call upon thy mercy. May thy Holy Spirit descend in the richness of his sevenfold gift upon this church, which we, thine unworthy servants, do consecrate by the invocation of thy holy name, to thy glory and honor, and in honor of all saints, that as often as men shall call upon thy name in this house, their prayers may be duly granted. O blessed and holy Trinity, who purifiest all, who cleansest all, blessest all, enrichest all, O God, the holiest of the holy, with deep devotion we beseech thy loving kindness, that thou wouldest vouchsafe to cleanse, bless, and consecrate this church, the offering of our lowliness, with the unending richness of thy hallowing.
Thank you.